to The Intersection here on GabNet. Well, tonight, I decided rather than spending a lot of time and doing a lot of work that I would be lazy today and just go with my old trusty trivia cards and not make the whole, you know, stuff and not choose a big category for the night or do anything special. But if you want to join and you want to participate, all you have to do is go to gabnet.net and click on the Zoom link for Amy Manuel. And you can come play trivia with us tonight. It's going to be easy. And it's from a set called I Should Have Known That. And so if you want to come play along, all you got to do, go to gabnet.net, click on the link that says Amy Manuel right under Alex Bennett on the right-hand side of the page. Click on that link, join the Zoom call, I'll let you in, and we'll start to play. But we can't do any playing until I have some people to call in. So again, go to gabnet.net, click on Amy Manuel, and let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. There have been some interesting things that have been happening in politics, and so since I've got no one to play with me, let's talk a little bit about that. I was just watching a video over on, I think it was the Really American Channel. It might have been on Midas Touch, one of those two, on YouTube, interviewing a doctor about Trump's appointee, who has not been confirmed yet by the Senate, to be Surgeon General, and just how much this dangerous loony is. Just how dangerous this lunatic is that Trump's totally, as usual, unqualified for the job. And when you think about, like, the Nobel laureates, the people who nuclear physicists who won Nobel prizes in science and engineering and the people appointed by Trump have no qualification. If you were to look for, if you were given, presented a set of resumes of people who wanted that job, this person wouldn't even make the list. Because they would take one look at the resume and go, doesn't meet the basic qualifications for the job. So not only are they not being merit-based and picking the best, they're picking the worst, most unqualified people for the job. The worst possible. I cannot believe that we have Tulsi Gabbard as our DNI. That is insane to me. Tulsi Gabbard, are you kidding me? Now we're 5 minutes in and we're still looking for people to join the call. Now if you want to play some trivia, you want to have a little fun, today's gonna be super super easy. Nothing I decided I just didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on it today. So it's just, we're just playing off the basic deck, you know, the I should have known that card. And I know Charlie said he was going to be back tonight, so I think that's who we're waiting on. Maybe we'll see Scott again. It was so good to see Scott last night. I just, you know, when I've gotten to know some of the panels. Oh, here comes Charlie. Yay, Charlie!
Hey, Amy.
Well, you are the only one so far tonight.
Wow.
But, you know, we're only 6 minutes in. I've been sitting here talking politics because I didn't have anybody to... The plan for tonight is the I Should Have Known That trivia cards.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah,
because they're super easy.
Yep.
Even Alan doesn't complain about them. And Alan complains about everything. It's never... But, I was just talking about, I watched right before I got on. In fact, I have an alarm on my phone that goes off 20 minutes till time. And then I have one that goes off at 1 minute till. So I know to watch the clock to hit start. I was watching this interview of this doctor talking about Trump's choice for Surgeon General. Shadbrin just been appointed.
Oh my God.
All right, thoughts?
I mean, she's not a doctor. How could you have somebody Surgeon General not be a doctor?
This video that I saw with this interview of a doctor talking about it, they had some clips of this woman that they've tried to appoint. And holy crap. I mean, you know, you might as well appoint our local flat earther, Eric Dupé, to be head of NASA. You know, that's crazy. It's so crazy. And I haven't even, I just learned about this. Like I said, I was just learning about it, watching the interview, and I was so wrapped up in it that my alarm went off and I'm like, ooh, gotta run in there and get everything going. Made it just in time, but woo. But yeah, I don't even know her name. I
don't remember either, yeah. Wow. But she's like 34 years old too. She's young. I mean, she doesn't have any life experience hardly, yeah.
She believes all this hippy dippy bullshit. Yeah. And I shouldn't say that. I have members of my family very much into it, but it's not for the Surgeon General. No, that's nuts.
Yep. With Trump, the hits just keep on coming.
It is the most, it's not. Most people, if you saw a job and you know, listed online or wherever, you know, it used to be in the newspaper, but you saw the job requirements for that job, you know, and what you need to be doing and what you need to know how to do. Most sane people with her qualifications or lack thereof would not even apply. And yet, this is not the first totally unqualified person to be appointed by this man this time around. I mean, we have a Russian asset as DNI.
Yep.
And I don't even know how many Russian assets we have in our government, because clearly one of them was at the Kremlin while Hegseth was mailing in, you know, texting out war plans.
Yeah.
Battle plans.
Putting them up there for anybody to see.
It's a astounding to me that this is where we are. Well, here it is 11 minutes after, and still nobody wants to play with us tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to get a complex from this.
All right, well, do you want to do this, or do you want to do some other cards?
I like I should have known that.
Yeah, it does give you confidence, doesn't it? It makes you feel smart, if nothing else. All right, here we go. Let's start with this one. What does the abbreviation R&B stand for in music?
Rhythm and blues.
Yeah. I didn't really have to check the back of the card for that one. What is the name of the miniature trees grown in pots that are popular in Japan?
Oh, God. I should know that. Oh, come on.
I had to look at it. I'm going to be honest.
No, but I watch all those Japanese dramas and stuff, and they have them in there all the time.
So. Yeah, I've watched reels of people trimming up and making them.
I'm going to kick myself when you give us the answer.
Bonsai.
Yes. Told you.
I did. I know. I had to look at it too. I'm like, come on. How many videos have I watched of people making them and cutting them and trimming on them? And I can't believe we both missed it. That's funny.
Well, that's what happens when you get old.
No lie. What country is famous for Heineken beer?
Heineken beer. That's got to be Germany.
The Netherlands.
Oh, my goodness.
That makes sense, because it is more of a Flemish type of spelling than a German.
Yes, you're right.
Now that I look at it, I can see that. All right, in what country was Christopher Columbus born?
I believe he was born in Italy.
That is correct.
He just sailed under the flag of Spain.
Uh-huh. What is the name of the blood vessels that carry blood to the heart?
Those are called veins. They
yes.
Let's see, the one that carries it away is called the aorta.
But arteries.
Pulmonary vein?
There's veins and arteries that carry to and from. But the aorta is actually a part of the heart. It's one of the chambers. Or that's one of the part of it.
Okay.
So
what was the answer?
The answer was veins. You were correct.
Oh, okay, veins, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been on my bell here.
That's okay. It's you and me.
Yeah, it's just us. All right. How many letters are in the Latin or Roman alphabet? I should know this.
26.
That's correct.
That's the one we use, isn't it?
No, because
no?
Alpha, beta, gamma. Oh, no, that's Greek.
That's Greek, yeah.
That's Greek. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm stupid.
That's okay.
That was like the Arabic numbers question.
Yeah.
All right. In the famous equation E equals MC squared, formulated by Albert Einstein, what does the E stand for?
It stands for energy.
Energy. That's a good Schoolhouse Rock.
Ah.
What does RPG refer to in computer games?
Role-playing game.
Mm-hmm. I remember when role-playing games was something where you sat around the table.
Yeah, but a board game, yeah.
Well, not even a board game. It was, you had your character sheets and a 20-sided die.
Yep.
And a dungeon master. Or, you know, some sort of game administrator. I lived with a guy who was very much into games of all kinds.
Yeah,
so we were married. My first husband, he had this huge collection, and a bunch of them were just these paper maps with little cardboard counters that you moved around to do these battles.
Wow. That's going old school. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He took, when my dad closed his office, he got two of the treatment tables and then put a frame around 4x8 plywood, two sheets, and then put that on top of two of the treatment tables, and that was for, he had HO gauge miniatures that he fought all kinds of little battles.
Wow. With.
And he and my friend that died up here at the BLM march, the two of them would go all night playing these games on this on these this board this
yeah.
game setup, miniatures. It was World War II. HO gauge. This is how this is like what 30 years later. I still remember these details.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely into all that. All right, where were we? What does it mean to cook pasta al dente?
Well, I'm not a cooker, so I don't cook, so I don't really know. I just hear it.
It's cooked, the pasta is cooked to be firm to the bite. So basically, not too mushy.
Ah, okay.
Still a teensy bit underdone.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Oh, come on, Charlie. We get them from Mexico.
Come on, you can't live in Texas and not know the answer to this.
It's green. I know.
Especially Austin.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm freezing on the name. You know, it's got the little nut, little ball inside that you dig out. And
pit. Yeah, that's called a pit.
Terrible. Oh. brain's fried.
Your gummies have clearly kicked in.
Yep.
I think the word you were looking for was avocado.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God, did everything but trip over it.
Man, everybody's missing out. They should come on. Usually you're the one answering all the questions right. You missed the chance to clean your clock for a change.
Yeah, see? Alan, Wayne, you guys missed out.
All right. What famous psychologist developed and named a hierarchy of needs?
I'm going to say Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Maslow. Abraham H. Maslow.
Oh, okay.
I've never even heard that guy.
I've heard the name, but I just, for some reason, just didn't connect it with the hierarchy of needs. Mm.
What artist is famous for the songs Your Song and Tiny Dancer?
Who wrote that?
Yeah. Who's?
No, that was Elton John.
Elton John.
And Bernie Taupin? What's his name?
Bernie Taupin, yeah.
Yeah.
Taupin. All right. What does the abbreviation BRB stand for in internet slang?
Be right back.
Correct. All right. What company owns YouTube?
Google.
Correct. Who founded Playboy magazine in 1953?
Hugh Hefner.
Which contains more milk, a cafe latte or a cappuccino?
Oh. I'm going to say a cafe latte. Isn't that milk in its name?
Yeah. What symbol does Batman have on his chest?
He's got a big black bat inside a yellow circle or oval.
A bat was all you needed. He's got a big bat. All right, what? Where in the human body is urine created?
Where is it created? In the kidneys.
Correct. How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
Well, that could be a trick question. He either has three fingers and a thumb or he has four fingers.
They were looking for four.
Four.
Oh. Who is the lead singer of the group Coldplay?
Oh, you got me there.
Yeah, I didn't know this one either. It's Chris Martin, who I've also not heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say I've heard of him either.
All right.
I've heard of Coldplay, but I just haven't heard of individual singers in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's a band Coldplay. I couldn't identify any of their songs. I wouldn't recognize them if I saw them. I simply know they exist, and I think I've heard them on one of the late night talk shows.
Yeah.
That's it. I think I saw him on The Daily Show once years ago.
Yeah.
All right. What does someone with acrophobia fear?
I believe that's fear of heights.
Correct. In what century did Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart live?
Whoops. Seventeenth century.
Eighteenth century.
18th.
That was it was off. 1758 to 1791.
Yep. I knew 17 was in there somewhere.
Yeah. In what state is the city of Boston?
Massachusetts.
Right. Although there is a Boston, Texas.
Oh, that's true.
Actually, I think it's New Boston.
Yeah. But there is a Paris, Texas. It's not called New Paris. It's Paris.
There's a Paris, Texas. There's a Moscow, Texas. Yeah, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It is the second most frequently used airport in the world. And Chicago's largest international airport. What is it called?
Called O'Hare International Airport.
Correct. I'd have been surprised if you didn't know that one.
Yeah. Well, for years, it was the most, it was the busiest. I believe Atlanta took over from it recently. Well, not recently, 20 or 30 years ago. Yeah.
Well, American, it's a hub for American. And whereas Atlanta is a hub for Delta.
Yeah.
Are there wild polar bears in Sweden?
Well, it is pretty far north, but I don't think I've ever heard of polar bears in Sweden. So I'm going to say no.
No is correct. What artist is associated with the alter ego Ziggy Stardust?
You got me.
That's David Bowie.
Oh, okay. I guess I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Ground control to Major Tom.
Yes.
That's
yes.
From Ziggy Stardust. That's the name of the
album. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, he's associated with David Bowie.
All right. Well, it's David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust. Who is the leader of North Korea who died in 2011?
Kim Jong-il.
Correct. What is the name of the goddess of love in Greek mythology?
Aphrodite.
Correct.
I wanted to say Xena, but that wouldn't have been right.
No, Xena was warrior princess.
I know. She was a goddess to me.
I wanted to say Venus, but...
That's Roman, yeah.
All right. What do you call authors who write books published under the name of another person?
A ghostwriter.
Correct. What is the population of China?
I believe it is 1.4 billion people.
This is 1.3, but I'm going to count that. Oh, okay. That's close enough.
I was in the ballpark.
What is it possible to whiten your teeth by smiling in the sun for a long time?
That would be no.
That's pretty funny.
Yep. Sun bleached teeth, yes.
And you know there are people that believe that shit.
Yep.
What two ingredients are found in a screwdriver cocktail?
That would be orange juice and Galliano wine.
No.
Oh, you're right. It's vodka and Galliano.
Vodka and what?
Galliano.
No.
Okay.
It's vodka and orange juice. That's all that's
in vodka and orange juice.
That's
what is it that? Oh, it's Harvey Wallbanger that has the Galliano.
Yeah, so a slow, comfortable screw up against the wall. It tells you each of the things in it. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. All right. Wait. A screaming, slow, comfortable screw up against the wall. So, screaming would be vodka. Anything that's screaming is you add vodka. Comfortable, add Southern Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Screw, add orange juice. Up against the wall, Galliano.
Yeah.
I used to be a bartender.
Ah, that's right. I remember the last one of the previous trivias, how many jobs you had or what name. So yeah. Like, you had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. I have had many, many jobs doing many, many different things.
Jack of all trades.
At one point, I had 4 part-time jobs while being a full-time student and a mother of a toddler.
Oh, my God. How did you survive?
Yeah, I just my kids are like, I got no sympathy. I worked 4 jobs.
Man.
Yeah, when I was bartending at that Mexican restaurant, I was also teaching dancing at 2 different dancing schools, and I was teaching singing in the Sunday school at Temple Emmanuel, Beaumont, and I was a full-time dance major, taking dance classes and doing performances, and I had a toddler.
The toddler alone would have killed me.
Oh my God. And I didn't learn until, you know, he was probably 4 or maybe 3, that giving a kid orange juice is worse than giving him coffee.
Yeah, because of the sugar.
Well, it's not the sugar. It's the citric acid that is like an upper. That's why you take vitamin C in the morning. That's why you drink your coffee in the morning and warm milk at night. Because, you drink your orange juice in the morning, right?
Yep.
It wakes you up and gets you going.
Yep.
And that apple juice actually doesn't have that effect. Not even the sugar in apple juice has the effect that the orange juice has. And Jim literally would just run until he fell asleep. He would just run until he dropped. And he was everywhere and taking apart everything. He was like the Tasmanian devil. He would just roll through the house and break things as he went.
Wow.
And that's what I was feeling. I look back and I'm like, I can't believe I survived that. And I remember my sister saying to my mother, well, you know, if I'm going to get Amy into the junior league, she's going to have to do more volunteer work.
Oh, Lord.
My primary concern. I have 4 jobs. I'm a full-time student and the mother of a toddler. I feel like there was a skit that was on the album for Saturday Night Live for that first cast, the first cast album. And it was Speed, the tiny blue diet pill you don't have to be overweight to need. So, I have to look that up. Yeah. Watch that in the after show. Feed the tiny blue diet. Here, I fold the bags neatly. It was Lorraine Newman, and I can heal it because I had that album. And I just dropped my cards all over the floor. That's okay. All right. In what year did the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York take place?
2001.
Yep. We weren't in space. We were coming out of space. What type of champagne is Brut?
You've exceeded my knowledge of alcohol.
Brut is dry.
It's dry champagne. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like a sweet champagne.
I do too. I don't know why you would drink a dry champagne.
Yeah. I like a nice Moscato or a Prosecco. I have this bubbly that I got once to do a speech where I was pretending to be Marissa Carone. Melissa Carone. And the wine was called Sweet Bitch. And it was a sparkling rosé. It's really, really good. I can't recommend it enough. All right. What is the name of the man who founded the first blue jeans company in 1853?
I'm going to make a wild guess and say Levi Strauss.
Correct. I wonder if I'm related to Levi Strauss. I bet I am.
I bet you are too, yeah.
What is the name, what is the capital of Ukraine?
That would be, Kiev.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Ukrainians, I learned this watching, I think, Jory Reed one time. The Ukrainians pronounce it Kiev, and the Russians pronounce it Kiev.
Yeah. That's the way it's spelled in Russian, is like K-I-E-V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
you're right. I think it's K V I V or Y or something in Ukrainian.
Yeah.
So that's why they pronounce it differently.
Yeah. And
it's their country, so we really ought to pronounce it their way.
Yeah. I mean, because I had always heard Kiev. You know, but that's when it was still, you know, when I was a kid.
And
it was
under the Soviet Union, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why both of us. Yeah. I have to think about it. Actually, my grandfather was born there.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This whole, on my father's side, father's father. Their whole family was from Kiev.
Yeah. Well.
In what country is the city of Acapulco located?
That would be Mexico.
Correct. What is the distance between the goal line and the penalty spot in soccer?
And I know almost nothing about soccer. So, the distance, 10 meters?
You know, you're quite close. It's 11 meters.
Oh, wow. They just did that to frustrate me.
It's
It
12
can't be a nice
yards.
round number. Yeah.
Know, right? And especially if they're going to use metric, you'd think that they would take advantage.
Yeah. Multiple of 10. Yeah. 11. Okay.
Right. What is a Jolly Roger flag usually depict? What does a Jolly Roger flag usually depict?
It usually depicts a skull and crossbones, and it signifies a pirate ship.
Correct. What is the name of our galaxy?
It's the Milky Way galaxy.
All I can think of is Snicker Snicker Milky Way.
Now you're making me crave candy. Where's my Milky Ways?
I know, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Right, put these military ranks in order, highest to lowest. Colonel, Captain, Major.
Major, no, it's captain first is lowest, and then major, and then colonel is the highest.
Okay, so you were supposed to go highest to lowest.
Highest to lowest. Well, of course, I had to be honorary, as my mom would say. Okay, so then it's colonel, major, and then captain.
I had a computer science professor who insisted on being called Colonel Jordan. His brother was Dr. Jordan over in the geology department. But
Okay.
Colonel Jordan said that it was much harder making Colonel than it was getting my PhD.
Okay. Sounds about right.
I'll never forget that. Yeah, it's funny. We had, brothers that were in two different departments at Lamar, and there was another set like that where one of was computer science and one was in the math department, and that was Dr. Harville and Dr. Harville. I've digressed. How long is one period in an ice hockey game?
Oh, it's funny because we just went to a hockey game tonight. It's 20 minutes.
Correct. In what city is the Golden Gate Bridge?
That would be, I left my heart in San Francisco.
And we didn't even have any of the San Franciscans to any of the Bay
Right,
Area
yeah.
folks tonight to answer that one. What do you call a match, especially a soccer match between two teams from the same town?
I guess you'd call it a cross-town rivalry. I don't know.
Call it a
So,
derby.
I've never heard
I've never heard of that either.
that.
I think of
Okay.
derbies with horses.
With horses?
I think of derby
Oh,
associated with
yeah,
horse
exactly, yeah.
racing, like the Kentucky
Kentucky
Derby.
Derby, yeah.
What is the highest mountain in the United States?
What's the tallest mountain in the United
No,
States?
the highest.
I think it's Mount McKinley.
Correct. At
Yeah.
20,320 feet.
That's too tall for me.
It's back to being McKinley because
Yeah.
Trump's a freaking bigot and
Yep.
an idiot. And now he wants to rename the Persian Gulf.
Yes, he must rename that now, yeah.
What is...
What's with him wanting to rename all these things that have been, you know, names for decades?
It's so...
Centuries.
Oh. It's the combination of his narcissistic personality disorder combined with his increasing state of dementia.
Yeah.
And him being wholly, completely, and utterly stupid.
Yes, ma'am.
He wants it. And why is anyone playing along with this bullshit?
Yeah.
It just...
Good question.
I'm... You know, and he wants to reopen Alcatraz because he watched Escape from Alcatraz the night before. And he's going to be making movies, apparently?
And he's supposedly interested in government efficiency, and yet the whole reason Alcatraz was closed down was because it was just too expensive to keep it open.
Yeah! I just keep hearing and seeing Desi Lydic saying, but we forgot he would also do some really stupid things. And yeah, it just the stupid is relentless. It's just relentless. They're so horrifying. What's his name? Stephen Miller said today about, you know, getting rid of habeas corpus, and there's the horrifying and the scary and the dangerous, and then there's just the utterly stupid.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, whatever thing came out he thought of or dreamed or watched, you know, he's appointing people he saw on TV.
Yep.
Let's do some more trivia.
Okay.
Oh my God. But it's true. What famous actress was the mother of Isabella Rossellini?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
What famous actress was the mother of Isabella Rossellini?
Oh, I know who that is. That was Ingrid Bergman.
Correct. What art style was developed by George Braque and Pablo Picasso?
Impressionism?
Cubism.
Cubism. That was one of those isms.
What is the name of the lead singer of the Sex Pistols?
I should know that. Oh, Charlie. You're going to have to put that down as creeping senility.
No, it was Johnny Rotten.
Okay, yeah. I knew that. I knew that.
I know. I didn't know it either until I looked at it, but I should have. All right. What does the acronym DIY stand for?
Do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter?
Chelsea.
Do you know where she got that name from?
No, actually, I don't. Where did she get Chelsea from?
Well, just like me, Hillary Clinton is a huge fan of Joni Mitchell.
Oh, man.
And Joni Mitchell has a song, Chelsea Morning.
Yeah.
That's.
I didn't realize that they named her after that. Wow.
She talked about it was like a Kennedy Center Honors or something like
Yeah.
that for Joni Mitchell. And Hillary Clinton spoke, and she said she named Chelsea
Yeah.
for Chelsea Morning.
It's like Taylor Swift was named because her mom was a great fan of James Taylor. So she named her daughter
Really?
Taylor.
Isn't that interesting? And
Yeah.
so she became her own kind of James Taylor.
Yeah.
That's cool. Who is the father of the actor Michael Douglas?
That would be Spartacus Kirk Douglas.
Correct. Which side is port and which side is starboard on a boat?
Port is left, starboard is right.
Correct. Right. What are the physical remains and effects of a saint called when preserved as a memorial?
I believe that's called a relic.
Correct. What is the fourth largest city in the U.S.?
That would be Houston, Texas.
Correct. In what girl group was the singer Beyoncé Knowles a member of from 1997 to 2005?
Destiny's Child.
What adjective describes a person who speaks two languages fluently?
Bilingual.
Correct. Okay. How we doing? In what world famous rock band did guitarist Slash play from 1985 to 1996?
I've heard of Slash, but I can't remember what band he was in.
Is in Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
What is measured in becquerels?
In becquerels, that would be radioactivity.
Radioactive decay. That's correct. How many food groups were in the classic USDA food guide pyramid?
There were four main food groups when I grew up.
But in the
So
pyramid,
four. In the pyramid? I was going to say four. That's not right.
Yep, six.
Six. Yeah. Okay.
What is the Latin word for earth?
Terra. Terra. Terra.
Correct. Which is longer, the Great Wall of China or the Trans-Siberian Railway?
Oh, that's the Trans-Siberian Railway. That's like 10,000 miles long or something. It's huge.
It's 5,772 miles long.
Okay, well, I exaggerated.
The Great Wall of China is 5,500 miles long.
Oh, I thought it was a lot bigger difference than that. Wow.
I
I
mean, it's
didn't realize
500
that the Wall of
miles,
China was
but
that long.
it's 272 miles longer, the Trans-Siberian
Railway. Yeah, so I thought it was, you know, a couple thousand miles longer. But no.
Nope. Still longer.
Yeah.
What?
They're both amazing.
Both can be used from space. Build.
Big pardon?
Both can be viewed from space.
Yes, they can.
What country is Scandinavia composed of?
Scandinavia is usually composed of Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Denmark.
Correct. This card leaves off Finland, but you're correct. Finland is part of Scandinavia. What was the profession of Florence Nightingale?
Wasn't she a nurse?
Correct.
Yeah.
What country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States in honor of the centennial of U.S. independence?
France.
Correct. All right. What is the name of Johnny Depp's character in Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's Jack something.
Mm-hmm. Type of bird.
Is the Jack Sparrow, yeah.
There you go. All right. What is the Spanish word for a bullfighter?
A toro.
Matador.
A matador. Well, actually, yeah, the bull is a toro. I'm sorry. Matador.
How many years are in a millennium?
1,000 years makes up a millennium.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the person who whispers script lines to actors in a theater stage, on a theater stage?
Geez, I used to know that. I can't even hazard a guess.
Prompter.
A prompter, okay. Oh, teleprompter, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What vitamin is received from sunlight?
Vitamin D.
Correct. What country is the soccer player Lionel Messi from?
Oh. I'm going to say Italy.
Argentina.
Oh, Argentina. Okay, that sounds familiar now.
What is the largest island in the Mediterranean?
Wouldn't that be Sicily?
Correct. Yeah. What is the name of Winnie the Pooh's perpetually gloomy donkey friend?
Oh, Eeyore.
That's a big celebration. He was always
depressed.
Yes, that's a big party in Austin, Eeyore's birthday.
Yeah, that was because we were trying to cheer up Eeyore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing that. I got here in 1974, and they were already doing Eeyore's birthday party back then. Yeah. Going on for decades.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for this evening. Thank you, Charlie, for joining me.
My pleasure.
I thought we had fun tonight, even if it was just you and me.
Yep.
All right, folks. I just want to remind you, be outrageous. Ridicule the Fraidy Cats. Rejoice in all the oddities that freedom can produce.
built up all that?
What do you mean?
You built up all of these